The battle continues to contain dozens of large wildfires burning across the Northwest. Firefighters are hoping for a break in the weather this weekend and perhaps even some rain. Thursday, Washington Governor Jay Inslee got a first-hand look from the ground and the air at some of the damage in the ongoing fight in Washington. Correspondent Austin Jenkins went along for the tour.
From aboard a National Guard Black Hawk helicopter, the damage around the central Washington town of Chelan is stark. Steep hillsides charred. In some places, both sides of the road blackened. And then there's the burned-out shell of the sprawling Chelan Fruit Cooperative plant. The fires burning in north-central Washington have taken out businesses and homes, burned some 1,200 square miles, and killed three firefighters.
We are now on the ground at the Chelan Airport. The Black Hawk is idling in the background. The governor is here. It is very smoky here. You can smell it. You can see it. Visibility is about a mile. The sun is shrouded by the smoke.
I think unless people have flown through the smoke, as I have, and talked to these firefighters, it is difficult to comprehend a central fact of these fires, which is nature bats last.
Governor Jay Inslee calls the fire situation unprecedented and a new normal. He uses a visit to the fire lines to reiterate his call for a program to reduce carbon emissions.
We are set up for these explosive fires, and there is no power on earth that will totally constrain them. That's why, frankly, I believe we have to attack these at the source, which is carbon pollution, which right now is a clear and present danger to our state.
A few miles up Lake Chelan, fire is still the clear and present danger. This is where the First Creek Fire is burning along the south shore of the lake. A National Guard helicopter with a water bucket flies over the lake.
So we're now in an area where fire crews have staged and are working in active hotspot. There are a couple of homes and a business here. There are flames on a steep, rocky hillside. They've dug a line. They're trying to basically meet the fire and stop it in its tracks. And then they say they're going to have to move on to the next hotspot.
We will take this whole roadshow and we will move up to the next area of concern as it's moving down the hill. And we'll do the same thing, putting in hose lines, putting in dozer lines.
That's Kurt Stitch. He's a fire boss from Cowlitz County, overseeing a team of freshly minted National Guard firefighters. One of them is William Tew. His civilian job is on the Boeing 737 assembly line.
How does fighting fires compare to building airplanes?
It's definitely a lot different. I mean, at Boeing, I'm just, you know, putting in bolts, screwing down, torquing, and here I'm digging out fires and stuff. So,
as Tew speaks, flames can be seen up on the hillside. The owner of this property is Phil Nisley. He's 80 years old. He and his sons have their homes here, along with a mill operation. Nisley says the other night, he watched the fire come down the hillside to within feet of his back door. Fortunately, firefighters were already there and had dug a line.
And they were just standing around laughing and joking, you know, waiting for it. They're cool.
They protected his house, and now Nisley can afford to make a joke, too.
I'm supposed to be retired, and I'm supposed to be in Mexico right now. So I screwed up big time this year.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Governor Jay Inslee.
The governor is here, too, to thank the National Guard members.
You with the Guard?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thanks for your duty.
As he's preparing to leave with his wife, Trudy, the flames on the hillside catch his eye.
Trudy, look at this blow up right here. Just look at that. Just all of a sudden.
The flames are now leaping up. As the governor departs, a fire boss from California tells him, that's why we're here, and starts heading toward the flare-up. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.